Yeah, it is. Capital Forum. And guess what? The gang's all here. Even Sergey. No vodka this morning.
What do you mean, even Sergey?
Well, there's Tom and Sergey, and he has no vodka. So we no have no fun, no more, no vodka.
Sergey has the privilege if he calls in when he feels like calling in, don't you, Sergey?
Not at all.
Some of us
well,
get called
and
well, good morning, listeners. Let the listeners decide.
Okay, listeners, do you think he is off with vodka or not?
Okay? I think some
because
of our
somewhere in this, go ahead.
I think some of our listeners are like Sergey. They decide to listen when they decide to get up. They don't have to get up. They don't get a phone call saying, "Hey, you're on the air."
Oh, is that one of those things? Well, you know what? I haven't slept.
Yes, you're right. So. You know, you. I have a privilege. I have an accent. You don't.
I think everybody has an accent. It's just according to where you're from, right? Where you're living currently.
Now, today's subject is on, because Memorial Day is coming up, and we say we're saluting veterans. Okay, we should be saluting all veterans, am I right?
Right.
And it doesn't matter what war they're in, correct?
Well, I think unfortunately our country has a method and a means to actually diss the veterans, don't we? Seems like once we use them up, they throw them to the curb, basically.
That's true. However,
in a lot of cases,
in the situation that's going on in Missouri and in other states, but I'm just going to stick with Missouri right now because that's where we're at. There's a letter. I'll read. I wish to express my displeasure concerning the recent decision by Rich Grant and the Memorial Day weekend salute to Veterans Corporation. Okay, their decision to exclude people or groups from marching in the parade in Columbia, Missouri. Memorial Day parade, this also happened in Kansas City, by the way. Memorial Day parade while wearing military uniforms unless it is the uniform in which they served. It is not in the spirit of honoring our military vets. Okay, by the first point of the Memorial Day weekend salute to Veterans Corporation's mission statement. When do we have Veterans Corporations? I'm just asking.
Oh, well, I never heard such a thing before. Veterans Corporation, what is that? Anyway.
Yeah, we're going to find that out. People or groups marching in military uniforms depicting our military proud heritage is part of the mission statement. In the following copy, Mr. Grant's email reply to a concerned person, one can plainly see the Memorial Day weekend salute to Veterans Corporation is going against their stated goal. By doing so, the Memorial Day weekend salute to Veterans Corporations has effectively disallowed any recognition of our veterans from the Revolutionary War, War of the 1812, War Between the States, Spanish-American War, World War One, and so many others. Okay? And the question to you guys is, should they do it? And we're going to be having a break real quick, and we'll be on our back.
And you're listening to RBN on republicbroadcasting.org, and today is May 29th, 2011.
It's all gone crazy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
And as the song goes, so does we. When we start talking about the Constitution, rights, freedoms, and what have you, when we're talking about Memorial Day, but we're going to say it's only for the living, okay, it's not called Memorial Living Day. That wouldn't make any sense. So then why, in Columbia, Missouri, have our wonderful person in charge of the parade over there decided that if you can't fit in your old uniform, then the parade's not about you. We've got a problem. So, Rich Grant, I hope you're listening, because I wouldn't really actually, I guess it wouldn't be nice for me to call you, but we do not agree. We have a gentleman on right now who's currently going to tell us all about it, and poor man had to put up with me. So that's a lot, Tom. This is John Bates on the phone. So, John, tell us all about it.
Yes, good morning. Okay, this whole issue stems from the Columbia Salute Memorial Day Parade Corporation, okay? They did not want to allow the Sons of Confederate Veterans to march in the Columbia's Memorial Day Parade. They were asked a number of times, and it was turned down. And one of the neat things with this march when it started out was that group was going to march with the Sons of the Union veterans together. What better way can we show a healing of this country and do something good for the community? But due to political correctness, is my personal belief, even though Mr. Grant has stated that isn't the case, they have said no. But now they've not only said no to the Sons of Confederate Veterans, they said no to the Sons of Union Veterans, the Sons of the American Revolution, any other reenactment groups such as the World War II reenactors. Well, they've been trying to get this back and forth and worked out, but Mr. Grant keeps being a stick in the mud with this. And he's come out from a military standpoint on it. And obviously this is a salute to our veterans on Memorial Day. We also have Veterans Day that honors just veterans. But he's saying, nobody, you can only march in the parade if you are a veteran, and only if you're in the uniform in which you served, whether it fits or not. Now, this is absolutely ridiculous, okay? Memorial Day itself originated as Decoration Day, and this was done by women, the widows and families and daughters of Civil War veterans, both Union and Confederate, where they went and decorated the graves of the fallen soldiers. Well, over time, that became Memorial Day. And we recognize all people who have died from our nation's wars. Now, here's the real kicker on this thing. If only veterans can march in this parade, and we're going to honor only those veterans still alive, what do? We just forget about everybody else who's died in past wars since they can't be here anymore to represent themselves? This is just ridiculous political correctness gone awry.
It is political correctness. We are destroying our country on political correctness. Okay?
Yes, we are.
I speak to groups all the time. I go places all the time. Now, if everybody knows on this show how many good little old-fashioned Jewish girls are on RBN, there's not too many. And we have people who come on and will say things because I'm Jewish. Okay? However, we also have people who... everyone knows I go out and I start speaking. One of the things I keep saying is we are letting, and I don't care what part of government, what part of institutionalization, okay, we are letting political correctness destroy us in any group. If I speak to patriots, many patriots, say it was SCV and what have you, the first thing I ever say is no man had a right to ever own a man. That being said, that's not the reason why we fought the war. But at the same time, okay, it is a history, a part of our country. Now, whether you're North or South, or whether you are a conscious objector, okay, you fought for your country. Whichever side, it didn't make any difference. Now, by excluding, which they really wanted to do, is exclude the South, they also exclude the North. The very reason for Memorial Day was originally because of the ladies decorating from both North and South. So,
it is
funny, the very war by which it was created, they say that we're going to remove them.
Yes.
So, now, is that not lunacy? Plus, since it's Memorial Day, are we going to change it to Living Soldier Day?
Well, by definition, almost, that's exactly what they want to do. Now, here's what's funny on that also, okay? According to the Memorial Day Weekend Salute to Veterans Corporation, which is a non-profit...
What is this corporation thing?
Okay, this
corporation... I can't
corporation,
believe it's corporated for.
Yes, that is who handles all the Memorial Day celebration for the city of Columbia, which is... putting it in somebody else's hands other than the people, especially when they won't listen to the people, and then they make their own agenda. Their number one stated goal and mission statement here is, and I'll quote, to recognize, honor, and thank all veterans and active duty members of the armed services of the United States of America and its allies, past and present, both living and dead.
But that's not what they said in the other part.
No, because now they're excluding them.
So the question is, if they're breaking their own charter, shouldn't they be null and void?
Well, I would think so, especially if they are a tax-free corporation.
Anybody could be a tax-free corporation.
I know. But, this is just...
So what you mean by that, they're a non-profit corporation?
They are correct, yes.
Keep
well,
going,
it
sir,
has to do with the legal status. They're not kind of held accountable for what they write and what they do who is going to take care of that? Who is going to worry about that? I mean,
well, hopefully the people in the community.
Yeah, I think the problem is the corporation, the word corporation. I mean, in my opinion, the no corporation should be in charge of the parade, because it's just parade. And it should be organized and done on a volunteer basis. So it looks like they have a certain privilege to write certain way and do certain way, which, you know, like, you know, it's a conflict between what they write and what they do.
Yes, very much so.
So, how do we fix it?
Well, my idea of how we fix this is, since we can either go, you know, people can go to the mayor of Columbia. He's our duly elected government official for the city of Columbia. Or the people can petition the corporation itself. Now, be advised, if anybody does that, that Mr. Grant, who made it very clear in a quote from an article of one of the local newspapers, that
okay,
he can make bad, you know, or tough decisions, and he's used to that because he was a sergeant major in the U.S. Army. Now, Mr. Grant is retired. Thank you for your service, Mr. Grant. I also am a veteran.
Does he still fit in his uniform?
Not as far as I know.
Then he can't be in the parade. Wait a minute. I have to say something.
Yes.
We need to send this to him, because evidently he didn't make it through school. So he must have been from a different part. Okay, now, there is the American Heritage Dictionary. Okay, and it's a very similar thing, actually, for all the dictionaries, but specifically say, what is a memorial? Okay? Serving to preserve the memory of the dead or the past event involving a memory. Something serving as a remembrance, government, political, diplomacy, military, a statement of facts submitted to government authority, conjunction, or petition. Okay? An informal diplomatic paper. It is a reminder of someone who has died. It is a remembrance. So, if they can only be when they're living, they better change the name.
Yes.
You know what would
be good? So, wouldn't it serve that if everybody who's listening to this get a hold of... Actually, how can they get a hold of somebody?
Okay, the contact number that I have here, and I will give you both numbers that I have, can be to Mr. Rich Grant, who is the parade boss for the Salute to Veterans Incorporated, and his phone number is 573-874-7886, or he can be reached at 573-999-7488.
You hear that, guys? I hear a commercial, I think.
Okay, no problem.
Do I hear that, Tom? Hello,
yes,
Tom?
Yes, you are hearing a commercial break. And please, everybody, support RBN and sponsors, Republic Trading Group. Buy your gold and silver and be a true patriot. Back in three.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. They send me away, teach me how to be sensible, logical, oh, responsible, practical.
And we're back.
Show me a world where I could be so dependent.
And we had a revelation during the break, didn't we, Louise? Louise was answering the question, and she says, I'm okay.
Never know about me, though, however. That could change. Anyway, one of the questions was, is this just Columbia, Missouri? No, it's not. currently in Mill Springs, Kentucky, there is a controversy where they wouldn't allow Civil War reenactors to be part of the parade and walk in the parade. They weren't even allowed in the park, in fact. Memorial Day celebrations currently in other states, in fact, there are about 16 other states where there's controversy. And in fact, it says Memorial Day celebration in these states exclude the Union debt of the Civil War, specifically targeting the Union. So it does look like that it may possibly be something where they are trying to get out of the but the political correctness of the Civil War. Yours just happened to expand it to everybody dead, so they've really removed any point of having a Memorial Day.
That's correct. Very much so.
They may be wanting to scrub the whole history of the Civil War and the state sovereignty issue, and that may be part of the agenda coming down from above on these issues, and it just shows up at the local parade level. Just part of their machine.
Well, they're probably getting money from the federal government. Let me explain how it works. This is how it works. Okay. We, as people, get money from the government through other forms, such as grants, /this, this, this, but we need to find a way to remove anything at all that is controversial to the federal government.
Oh, yes, they would not want the truth to come out.
Well,
hey, here's another one, though. This one's a cool one. And this is another one, but they're removing any source of the for the parades, of the histories and everything else, history parade. One, they're even removing the slavery, legacy of slavery and the central to the Civil War, okay? And they were making it so no one who is, who were kind of memorial events dealing with slavery were excluded. So it's not just because you're a Union soldier or a Confederate soldier, they're also making sure nobody recognized anybody who was a slave.
Oh, wow. How much more sanitation of our history can we get?
Actually, we all had a picnic and we all had chicken.
Well, that is interesting. I think it comes down to the point so-called these corporations who are in charge of these parades, they don't want the public to know the true history of this country.
No, the they don't.
So they just want to have entertainment part with certain restrictions and regulations, and that's it.
Exactly. If you have to fit this exact mold and do as we say, or you're not going to be part of it.
Question I have. Louis, you mentioned that was done in, when, 16 states?
In fact, I'll go into it. Memorial Day was founded in honor of the military personnel who died in the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, Spanish-American War, World War I, and World War II, which community was proclaimed in 1966 by the U.S. government as the birthplace of Memorial Day. Springfield, Pennsylvania, Gettysburg, whatever, they have a whole list. Now, ironically, currently, it says here, let me get to the exact amount of states who are claiming to it. Memorial Day is different in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, North and South Carolina, Virginia, Louisiana, Tennessee. Other states have just come on board on this sanitation, or Kentucky, Missouri, okay, Massachusetts. Where is it? I'm trying to list them all, and I got to go through it all real quick. Anyway, they will not recognize... Oh, I love this one! They will recognize Flower Day as Memorial Day, though. If you are... So, red carnations, white carnations, rose color, and poppy seeds are acceptable. Okay. Okay, this, I'm not kidding. You can't make this crap up. Okay.
Well, I guess that kind of goes right into a quote that was in the Columbia Tribune from Mr. Grant, and Mr. Rudy Keller wrote the article, okay, where I guess Mr. Grant said, the corporation exists to salute veterans, and that means actual veterans are the only ones who can march in the parade in military uniforms, Grant said. That excludes reenactors. He also said, I realize it is an unpopular decision, but I am a retired Army Sergeant Major. This isn't the first time I've enforced a decision that wasn't popular. He's full of himself.
We'll be right back. And we have a really good thing to do for this. We'll be right back.
So it's a micro example of martial law there. Back in three, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're back. And
okay.
This is Capital Forum, and this is RBN's Eclectic Side of Light. And the reason I cut that music short, it always reminds me that we're in the midst of aliens. I don't know why. Anyhow, so
well, makes you wonder.
Part of the parade, I guess.
Hey, I wonder if they exclude aliens.
Probably, unless they can wear a uniform and they were a veteran.
No. We are talking about the exclusion of anyone who died at a Memorial Day celebrations. That, to me, is the funniest thing. So, you go ahead. Continue telling us what you think the exclusion is.
Well, I think it's really funny here that if it has to do with slavery now, and it seems like everybody is wanting to just avoid the issue altogether, but if they do not avoid the issue, they're quick to point out that, you know, slavery was the, you know, oppression of blacks by whites in the South. And that's not the case. The case is that northern people owned slaves, southern people owned slaves, white people owned slaves, and black people owned. And black people owned slaves as well. Two of the largest states in this country that had free black slave owners, numbers-wise, was South Carolina and Louisiana. And it goes back to something at the very foundation of the formation of this country. It was never about color. It was about socioeconomic standards, and that was it. And it was for the era worldwide. You know, that doesn't make it right, but it makes it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And education is the key. Not turning a blind eye and being an ostrich and sticking your head in the sand about it. And I believe
no
that's
one knows
what a lot
the
of these people
is there,
do.
It's going to repeat itself.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Sergey, you had a question.
So how far are we going back? So it's basically limited to the veterans who fought or passed away during World War One. Start from that point till modern time.
Actually, we can't do that from World War One anymore. It has to be, it'll be World War Two to present, because here recently, the last World War One veteran just passed away. Now, at the rate that they're dying today, by all reports and everything, soon we won't have any World War Two veterans living.
That's a,
so,
What I was going to ask, so if we don't have any live World War II veterans, then what?
Well, according to Mr. Grant, right, we just don't do anything.
No, I think it means that we no longer have a war. See, we need to erase it. See, so we're eradicated.
Yeah.
Now, if it doesn't exist, if it's not in their lime sites, and if by some chance their little beetle bugs can't bite us in the butt on that one, that means there's no war.
Okay,
right?
Let's pretend we don't have those people. They all passed away. Well, I wish them well, but just an example. Then who will participate in those parades?
Well, speaking of warriors,
dead people.
I think we have George on the line. And I think, George, what do you got for us this morning?
Well, you know, the thing is about political correctness, I tell you what, it's really trying to rear its ugly head down in Texas. You know, at the Alamo, I don't know what the plaque said, but it was removed at the Alamo due to political correctness because it had offended Hispanics.
So I remember reading about that.
Part of the agenda there, isn't it, George?
And also, too, it's like I looked at, well, we had a chance to look at the textbooks next year, my kids, and my son, the history book of Texas history. They have that Texas history book trying to make Texans feel guilty of doing this to the Hispanics, and that it was a race war. And the thing is, back then, when the Texas War of Texas Independence started, all of Mexico was in revolt against Santa Anna. It's just he only lost Texas, and about a third of the Texas army were Hispanic. You know, they don't.
Well, let me give you something on that, sir. I'm originally from Texas, Copper's Cove, Texas, my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When I went through high school in the early 80s, my Texas history book called Texas in Our Time by William Seal actually mentioned that Texas had black slave owners. You won't find that anymore in any textbook in the state of Texas.
Oh, I know.
You know what's even worse? They are removing any form of controversy.
Oh, yeah.
In any textbook. We were in Texas here, by the way. I just got back from Texas, Ken and myself. And I was talking to you. We went to a museum, and this is over by Plano, Texas. And there's a section, any section on actual the war between the states. They were in the process of moving anything during that, the Indian Wars, anything
right.
Dealing with, like he was talking about, the Spanish-American Wars. Okay. They were all being kind of moved and ostracized to a darker point of the museum. So I talked to the curator, and I asked specifically why she was doing that. She says it makes some people uncomfortable. I said war always makes people uncomfortable, but history is a way to remember all of it. Well, she
exactly.
Said that they wanted more people to come, and she believed that the reason they weren't coming to the museums is because they saw too much controversy.
Well, I would like to say that there is a museum right off Jackson Square in the Cabildo Building in New Orleans, Louisiana, where that hasn't hit yet, okay? Because you go in there, and it's on Louisiana history in the Cabildo Building, and it has all kinds of things from Louisiana's history. It has the table where the Louisiana Purchase was signed, at least when they did one time, because then they had to send it to France for the other signature. But in there, I mean, it covers the whole spectrum of history, and it's laid out there for the public to see, which is really nice.
You know, that's the point. We need to start remembering real history, not the anesthetized version of it.
You know, along the same path, Memorial Day, and honoring those that have fought for us, we also need to honor those that have been put in internment camps here in the United States. Over 100,000 people, Japanese origin, typically were put
absolutely.
In concentration camps during World War II, and that's very little known about that. I think Camp FEMA gets into that with one of the survivors from one of those internment camps. So we need to honor some of those folks as well that were displaced. And who knows, you know, with Halliburton building concentration camps, perhaps we might see that in our future. And it might be patriots. It might be some of these sons of Confederates that are actually not appreciated and not... wanting to stir anything up. They might want to displace us.
Well, you want to tell you one more thing? I know there are going to be a lot of veterans going over to Normandy and Omaha Beach in France, and it's too sad that they're going to be groped by the same government when they go over to France that they tried to remove.
Amazing, isn't it, George?
Yeah.
You got a good point, George.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is right now down in Texas with the governor Dewhurst, Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst did. People are out for his head. They want him out on a rail out of Texas for what he did, trying to kill a bill on the floor of the legislature.
Yeah. The TSA bill turned out to be a good bill, evidently, and evidently the lieutenant governor was behind the scenes pulling the strings to stop that from happening.
George, yeah. Well, anyway.
Be 1937.
I'm just saying, but anyway, you know, the thing is, knowing how bad the bill is, whatever, whatever the bill is, you know, the thing is, this is the opportunity to draw out the federal government out in the open, to force them to try to force the ground air travel.
Exactly.
Call their bluff.
That's right.
And
just what I say with the EPA, call their bluff. You know, when they're trying to regulate and shut down the oil. Shut down the oil fields. Call their bluff.
So are you trying to say, sir, that actually you're an independent individual and capable of thinking on your own and you don't need the government's help?
You gotta be kidding. I know there's a
wow,
out there
that's amazing. That's profound, you know? But that's exactly what they want everybody to believe, is that you cannot think on your own, that you're not an individual.
Yeah, this is sounds scary.
This government is absolutely
going to rock. Can I tell you something? I'll hang up. I dated a woman back in high school. I married and all that stuff, but that's a different story. But believe me, she was an individual. She wasn't quite a punk rocker, but she was different. And, you know, she told me all this stuff about the bankers, about how they're going to try to take over the financial system and swallow up countries one by one. And, you know, the thing is, it's more like, and I used to blow off like, yeah, right, you know what I mean? And, you know, the government's going to turn to a dictator. And the thing is, it turned out she was right. And how this woman was, she was an individual. She was not a preppy. She was not a jock. She was not a lady. She was her. And she didn't care what anybody else thought of her.
And God bless her, and hopefully she's reproducing and making lots of little ones like herself.
Actually, last year, I dumped her ashes in Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, so sad.
Ooh,
sorry to hear that, George. Well, Memorial Day is honor to her as well, then.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You know, actually, we need to have a new Memorial Day celebrations. Why don't we do this? I'm going to be getting a back feed, by the way. I don't know what happened there, but why don't we start having a Memorial Day celebrations that have nothing to do with government? Exclude all government entities.
That would be fine by me.
Yeah, we'll actually get people out to mark graves, to sing songs, to give prayers, having nothing to do with government.
Well, what most people refer to as the 4th of July is actually Independence Day, and in reality, that kind of fits in with what you're saying. We're independent, sovereign people, independent states, independent from tyranny, and that's is the opposite of what we have today.
Mm-hmm. So we can change it.
And we're working on it.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat that we're talking about sovereignty, and then you always hear the government say, well, you know, no, you don't have a sovereign right. You don't have this. You don't have that. Yet the first attorney general appointed to the state of Pennsylvania, a guy by the name of William Rawl, was appointed by George Washington. Okay, he authored a book called A View of the Constitution. It was taught at West Point, our military academy, in 1825 and 1826, still used as a reference book today, and it talks about state sovereignty and a right to secession.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's one of our founders. So this comes from the source, yet nobody wants to look at it, and everybody says it don't exist.
Probably,
but
not
it's a lot like the government.
Probably not only a right to secede, but a duty to secede and change government that's gone awry.
That is correct.
Tommy Jefferson, he was nonstop about that. If the government ever got out of hand, do your duty and take charge, and then let's clean things up.
Yes. The more I read on Thomas Jefferson, the more Thomas Jefferson was a genius.
Indeed, he was. He was the driving force behind the Patriot movement back then, evidently.
Well, if he's still alive, he would be considered a terrorist, I guess.
Oh, yeah. MIAC report would have had him listed on that.
His name would have been foreign on that one.
Yeah, he would be prohibited from that parade.
It might have been called the Thomas Jefferson Militia Movement.
Yeah, because he wouldn't be a part of the corporation.
Actually, if he was still alive, we probably wouldn't be in the situation we're in. We probably would have solved this thing a long time ago. He would have taken charge, and we would have cleaned the house, probably.
Yes. You know, we always hear about the South seceding during the war between the states, okay? But northern states before that attempted to secede. Now, they finally backed off of it. In the 1830s, South Carolina, being a southern state, was going to, and it was over high tariffs, taxes.
Exactly.
Are you saying that people don't like government taxes? Shame on you.
I know. They're probably tapping the phone and going to come get me.
Most of the situation that started the Founding Fathers fight was about control and about money issues and tax, you know, even more so than taxation. It was about control of the money, the script at the time.
So exactly.
You know what? If the government's tapping the phone, shouldn't we be able to put them in vaudeville?
I don't think they have to tap it. I think they own it.
I'm talking about dancing. Tap dancing.
You know, there was a group that were dancing at Jefferson Memorial. Speaking of Jefferson, I think it was Jefferson Memorial. They were dancing there, and the cops came in and took them down. You can watch them body slam them and handcuff them for dancing at the memorial.
Oh.
Terrorism in action, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
The situation that with the military killing civilian Americans and journalists, you know, that had been released. However, when he went through the whole thing, it was released to the generalized public through the media that this was going on. The government shut it down like crazy. But we have specific cases of our military going out to kill civilians and newspaper reporters and stuff like that who were in Iraq when they went in, not just there, other places too. So, you know, if we're going to honor, shouldn't we honor those things, those people who serve the people themselves?
Yeah.
I was military. I was Navy. So that was an order I would not have taken.
Well, I made a decision a long time ago when I was on active duty. I'm a former Navy Seabee. If I had to work for the UN, my career was probably over because I would not wear a blue helmet. I'm an American. I do American things.
So, John, speaking of which, do you still have contacts that are still active duty? And if such, do you have any feedback on what their feeling is about what's happening to our country and what they're commanded to do at this point in our history?
Well, I haven't had any personal feedback in, a few years, but the last feedback I got was from a friend of mine in Afghanistan for the rules had changed. It put the guys in more danger because when we initially went over there and was doing, if you left the compound, you had to go in a convoy, anything more than one vehicle. And with the traffic conditions over there and everything going every which way, there are no traffic rules. They blocked each other. Well, they can't do that. Weapons can't be just up and ready in it, you know, in view in a vehicle no more.
All right, and we have a three-minute break coming up. Please listen to and support the sponsors. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Your calls are welcome. And trying to honor some of the veterans and do justice here while we can. Back in three.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesense, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
The television lights, they tell you day is night, they tell you wrong is right, but I say, how do you like the way things are today? The things are today. People that make the rules treat you like a total fool, controlling from birth to grave, their mindless robotic slaves.
That's certainly what they want, isn't it? The song says it well. They want to control you from cradle to grave, make you mindless slaves.
You know, he sounds just like you, Tom. I think you wrote the songs and sang.
And that is Bill Samsel out of St. Louis, Missouri. He's quite a contribution to the Patriot Movement. Everybody that likes his music and likes his message, please support him. And I'll put a link to his, not only his CD, but he actually has written several books that are very good.
We need to get him on.
We do need to have him on as a guest because he has various books, anywhere from comedic type detective fictional books all the way up to Atlantis. writing very detailed information on Atlantis. So he's like many artists. He's got the various interests and various skills, and he's something we need to have on as a guest. The only problem is with these artists, they stay up all night and they sleep all day, so... He probably doesn't even listen because he's asleep right now, probably. So we'll try to get him out of bed early one Sunday morning.
Wake him up.
That's right. But getting back to the subject matter, we're talking about Memorial Day and honoring the veterans and honoring all people that probably expand out to law enforcement and
firefighters.
Everybody that's saved us, you know, protected us and put their lives on the line on a daily basis.
But the question, do they have to be official? Or can they, as far as firefighters, can they be volunteers? So they got to segregate that?
Evidently, what we're finding about Columbia, Missouri, and Kentucky, and other parts of the country, is there are strict guidelines on what you can do to be in a parade. And they're trying to wash the memory banks of some of the history from the young people, so they don't know the true history of the United States. So we have a new guest on, do we not?
Yes.
Jim England.
In England.
No, Jim England. That's the same thing.
Jim is not.
You know,
you got to
do something about that. You know that, Jim?
Jim England, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, I was just going to present a little bit of information about the Sons of Confederate Veterans. This is an organization that's been around since 1896 nationally. It's been in Missouri since 1898, which is the year that our Missouri division started. And the purpose is just to try to keep in the memory the Confederate heritage that's a part of Missouri's history and preserve that. And that includes educating the public, I think, about the ethnic diversity that actually existed in the Confederate ranks. And since Confederate veterans and their descendants include people from all races, we do invite all male descendants, regardless of skin color, ethnicity, creed, whatever, to join us in trying to protect the memory of the Confederate soldier. We defend the right of millions of Americans to express their pride without harassment or discrimination. Regarding their national origin that was derived from the former Confederate States of America, and we think the heritage of all Americans is important and should be recognized and respected, we really do try to reject the doctrines of the Klan and their defilement of the Confederate flag, which we feel has occurred for the purpose of racial hatred, and we think that they no more represent the flag's true symbolism than their defiling of the cross, which represents Christianity.
We've got a break coming up.
Okay.
We'll be right back. This, of course, is the Capitol Forum.
And this is only a 70-second break. It's a quickie, so we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Sovereignty.
Hello,